You're listening to Rewire Your Work. I'm your host, Heather Love, and I'm a subconscious mindset coach, a spiritual and integrative life coach, and a certified hypnotist who is obsessed with learning about how the brain works, why we do what we do, how to rewire the subconscious mind, and creating new and fun ways to regulate the nervous system. You're in the right place if you're ready to change your perception of worthiness, find your self-confidence, overcome your fears, step into your truth, and fall madly in love with your life. Welcome to this magical adventure where I'll help you learn the tools you need to rewire your neural pathways and step into your power with radiance and courage. So grab your headphones, get comfy, and let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Rewire Your Worth. I have a short and sweet episode for you today. I wrote myself a note the other day, and I have thought about it every day since I wrote it, so I wanted to share it with you. I titled this episode Great Expectations, which I think is actually the name of a book or a movie or something from when I was a kid, but I never read it, so I don't really know what it was about, but the name sounds vaguely familiar. Anyway, I have no idea what that Great Expectations is about, but what I'm talking about today are the expectations that we place on ourselves. And yes, this can sometimes come from someone else shoving their expectations on us as well. But ultimately, we are the ones that decide if we're going to allow in those expectations. We decide whether or not we will make ourselves feel some type of way about it. So a super short backstory for where I was at the time that I wrote this thing down that I'm going to tell you in a second. I had been in a place where I was really struggling emotionally and was feeling pretty down for several days in a row. And this isn't normal for me, but it does happen on occasion. And I wanted to be sure to mention it because I think that so often people look at coaches and think that they have all their shit together all the time. And that's just not true. We're still human. I am still human. I still have human emotions. And yes, I have tools that help me process those emotions, but that doesn't mean that I'm a robot who has it all figured out. And sometimes even that, the expectation that I have it all figured out, weighs really heavily on me. Whether that's coming from my own self, where I feel like that at my age and with my experience, that I shouldn't have feelings of doubt and worry and sadness, or whether that comes from other people who say the nicest things like, I wish I could do what you're doing, or I want to be more like you and be brave. But sometimes if they could only see how terrified I am or how much things aren't going how I thought they would, I am positive that they would think I'm a fraud or look at me with disappointment. Of course, so much of this is silly, but it's what got me to a place where I was at when I wrote this note to myself. And now I'm going to share it with you. It's really short. So here it is. What if the only reason that you feel sad or anxious is because you believe that things should be other than they are? What would it be like if you were exactly where you're meant to be and everything is going according to plan? Would you feel differently? Like I said, I wrote that and I have read it every day since then because it shifted something in me, something really important. It shifted the expectation that I was placing on myself to be at a different point in my life. This can relate to anything. It makes sense in relationships. If you're unhappy with the relationship, it is only because you think that something within that relationship should be different. That could be more attention from someone, or having that person help around the house more, or that they spend less time on their phone. If you're unhappy with your job, it's because you think something should be different, whether that's a better title, more money, less work, less drama, whatever. It could even be that you feel like you should be quote unquote further along by now, whatever that means to you. If you're anxious about your finances, it's because you think you should have more money in the bank, that things cost too much, that there isn't enough money to go around, or that the government charges too much for taxes. You feeling anxious is a direct result of the expectations that you or others have around money. For example, there are people who remember a time when going out to eat for a family of four was around $50 for them to have a nice dinner somewhere. While today, depending on where you go, that cost is easily more than $100 for four people. And there are people that feel some type of way about that and find themselves mad or sad or frustrated that they can no longer take their family out to eat for what they deem a reasonable amount. Although I can guarantee you that those same people will probably also complain when the cost was $50, but you get the point. They have an expectation that it should be something other than it is. It could also be about your body image. I forget what the percentage of girls and women that look in the mirror and hate their bodies, but it is insanely high, well above 75%. Why is that? Well, because through the entertainment industry, through what is presented to us in magazines or on the internet, through the opinions of white heterosexual men, women have been taught what it means to be beautiful and what it means to have an ideal body, which has given women the idea that there is something inherently wrong with how they look as they are, which is complete bullshit, by the way, just in case you needed a reminder. But we think we need to lose weight, or some people gain weight, because of what others deem beautiful. What if you could look in the mirror and love your body exactly as it is, without the expectation that it should look any other way? What then? Would you show up differently to the world if you loved the reflection looking back at you and felt confident in your skin and your clothes? You would, right? That is what I'm saying about all of this. Relationships, careers, finances, how you look, all of it. What if we could look at it through a different lens and stopped trying to make it something else? Where have you been programmed to think you need things to be quote unquote perfect? Because let's be real, perfect for who? Because the truth of it is that perfect doesn't exist, and trying to attain that is a futile attempt at control. Whether that's you trying to control yourself or someone else trying to control you. I tell my clients all the time to stop living your life according to other people's expectations. But also, stop putting expectations on yourself. I'm not saying you shouldn't have goals. Have goals if you want to have goals. But also, don't tie your self-worth to the goal and whether you achieve it or not. The last episode I did was all about self-worth versus self-confidence, which is a must listen for everyone. It's a really important way to differentiate between who you are and what you do. So go back and listen to that one if you haven't yet. But back on topic, I'm going to wrap this up, but I wanted to make sure that you take a moment and really breathe in this idea that the reason you spend so much of your time feeling unhappy or anxious or worried is because you feel like whatever you're experiencing should be something other than it is. What if you are exactly where you're supposed to be? Maybe you're meant to only have $22 in the bank because the universe wants you to figure out how to start your own business. Maybe your partner is taking advantage of you because it's time for you to start learning how to hold your boundaries. Maybe everything that you view as bad or wrong in your life is actually happening for you and not to you. What if it's all divine and perfect? What if you actually don't need to lose 20 pounds to be beautiful? What if you were the most beautiful person on the planet right now? What if your job is showing you all the things you don't want so that you can get really clear on what you do want? If you can stop putting expectations on your life to be something other than they are, just watch how much this shifts your energy. When you come to a place of acceptance, and again, that's not saying that you won't keep working towards something, but when you come to a place of acceptance, you will start calling in more of what you want. And this is all related to the law of attraction, because if you're in a place of lack, where all you're thinking about is what you don't have or what's missing from your life, then that is what is going to show up more in your life. Reminders that you don't have that. But what if you can show up every day from the place of gratitude and acceptance for where you are, and understanding that there are lessons in that, and that your value isn't tied to external circumstances? You will call in more of what you want then. The universe will say, okay, cool. She understands where she's at and is coming from a place of fullness. So let's give her more of that. So I go back to, what would it be like if you were exactly where you were meant to be and everything was going according to plan? Repeat that to yourself as often as necessary. That's what I have for you today, my friends. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend. The more people we can get showing up in their authenticity instead of from a place of expectation, the better this place gets. Until next time, thank you for listening. I love you so much. And remember that you're worthy of living the life of your dreams.